Bonsoir, nous sommes sur Radio Muge et nous sommes sur la couverture du Festival de Jazz à 7, donc édition 2023. Et aujourd'hui, nous avons la chance et l'honneur et l'avantage de recevoir un grand monsieur, donc Speech, du groupe Aristide Développement, qui va jouer dans un quart d'heure au Théâtre de la Mer.
So we're saying that you're going to play here in a few minutes, you know. Is your first time here?
So yeah, it's my first time at set.
Yeah.
We've been to France more times than I can count, and I always love it coming to France. But it's our first time in set, and it's an absolutely stellar atmosphere.
Yeah, yeah. The theater is a crazy place.
This place is one of the best venues I've ever played. It's so beautiful, natural. This
and
natural
sensible.
And it's
nature.
The nature, which is so inspiring. It's beautiful.
For the public, it's marvelous because you just see your best band and you just see the sea just behind.
It's got to be a perfect experience for those that come out, you know?
And so we've heard that that's the first time you play with your guys since 2 years?
Yeah, it's been 2 years that you did it. With
Arrested Development?
Yeah.
No.
In life.
Oh, no. We play... We've been pretty busy ever since the pandemic ended.
Yeah.
So during the pandemic, we were off for 2 years. But once the pandemic started lifting, everybody really wanted us back. And it's been amazing. Tonight sold out. You know, we have other sold out shows on this tour.
So since your last album.
And our last album, which was pretty new. Thank you.
We loved it.
It won a lot of awards, and we're very excited about it. It's called For the F in Love, and it's got incredible legendary artists all over it.
Yeah, Big Daddy Kane.
Big Daddy Kane, who's playing in the background right now. We got Master Ace. We got G-Love, Special Sauce, Bumpy Knuckles.
And Sugar Hill.
The Sugar Hill Gang. That's
big name.
My first rap group that I was ever inspired by. And so... Moni Love. I mean, it's just so many great artists on there. Yeah.
You know, we were saying that you was a big part of the soundtrack of our lives.
Oh, thank you.
Because we grew up with your albums, you know.
Thank you.
And I have a question about the last album. Mm-hmm. You wanted to make a classic hip hop album.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's. It reminds us of the first.
It does.
You know, the 90s. You know,
Something revival.
Yeah.
Well, you wanted to do that?
Yeah, very much, because, you know, to us, it wasn't a fad. The style of music we were doing in the 90s, it was a particular style.
Yeah, positive.
But
rap.
It wasn't a fad. Positive rap, boom bap beats, and melody, and you know, so. When we did this album, even though it's 2000s, we wanted to still do that similar style, but make it new. But we didn't want to do we didn't want to try to be like the young artist of today. We wanted to be like who we are. And that we felt that was the right thing to do.
You have a real identity, your group.
Yeah, we have an identity, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, and we want to talk about the artist who inspired you.
Yes.
Today, which musician, is there some musician you want to play absolutely with them today?
Today I love Drake, I love Kendrick Lamar, I love J. Cole, I love Jay-Z, I love, Sims.
You like this new sound?
I do, I like those new sounds. I like them for what they do. I'm not saying that our music, if we did another record today, would sound like that.
Yeah.
But I like what they do, and I appreciate it for what it is, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So we're gonna stop. I think you're gonna play now, no? Or you have a few minutes?
We have a few minutes. Well, we have a few minutes left. No.
And I want you to talk about you come from Atlanta, you know?
Yes.
Which is the town of Martin Luther King, of the civil rights.
Yes.
It's the first town in USA who had a black mayor.
Yes.
Yeah, Maynard Jackson.
Maynard Jackson.
So when you're born there, is that obligatoirement?
It has to be.
It has to be a political conscience.
Yeah, so Atlanta, I wasn't born in Atlanta, but the group started in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And Atlanta is a very...
It's a hot town.
It's very hot, but it's also very spiritual and welcoming and love, a lot of love in Atlanta. A lot of nature. And, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. was from there. His sermons, his love for people originated there. The civil rights movement pretty much originated right there in Atlanta. Maynard Jackson was a huge change in the United States because he became mayor and created laws that brought more equality to black people. And that set a precedence for other states to do the same.
Yeah.
So Atlanta's a beautiful place. It's a important place in the United States. And yeah, we started our career right there.
Yeah. You still live there or when you...
We still live in Atlanta.
Yeah. Okay. So it's cool.
It's beautiful.
So your music is partially engaged.
Spiritual.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You know, Outkast comes from Atlanta. Goody Mob comes from Atlanta. All of these artists, including Arrested Development, have a musical exploration that a lot of hip-hop artists didn't dare do.
Yeah.
You know, so think about what Outkast has brought to the music scene, you know, and what Goody Mob has brought, or CeeLo, for instance, has brought, even with Danger Mouse and all of that. Just the musicality and the singing and the soul. So I'm really proud of what Atlanta brings musically. James Brown is from Georgia. Yeah. So
it's something, you know.
Godfather of soul.
And last question, maybe more personal. What's marveling you today, personally? What cause you want to porter?
Yes,
to bring.
Sure. I would love to bring a sense of power and passion to hip hop music and to consciousness of, you know, freedom, equality, love. These are the things that I'm really passionate about and I want to see be magnified in this era of the world.
Yeah, you're a kind of soft public enemy.
What?
You're kind of a soft public enemy, you know, because, you know, more cool.
I would say I wouldn't say soft, but I would say
more.
Yes, we have very similar viewpoints, but we go about it in different ways.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm very good friends with Chuck D, Flavor Flav, Professor
legends.
Griff. They're legendary to me. But as always, we always want to be unique and come with our own style.
Yes, you are.
And it's hilarious that we're talking about Public Enemy. They're playing in the background again. It's like Public Enemy is more militant, but we're militant with a spiritual edge us. You know, so we have our own
story. So it's a compliment.
Story. It's really a compliment. That's it.
Yeah, really.
It complements Public Enemy. Yeah.
Would you like to recommend a record that you actually love for
if
the people who are listening
to talk
the radio.
To someone,
but what would
you
advise? Like
it would be unforgivable not to listen it one time in your life.
Sure, yeah. Well, I mean, I have to be a little selfish on this one. I would think that two albums, our first album, 3 years, 5 months, two days in the life of, everybody should listen to that at least once.
Yeah,
and study it, and then I would think one of our latest records, Don't Fight Your Demons, which is, we released that in 2020, I think. And it is a powerful hip hop record. You know, I think that people should study and listen to that.
And if you have to advise another band?
Another band, I would say...
Of all time.
That's a fantastic question. I would probably have to say I'd have to say Public Enemy.
Get to know Fear of Black Planet, I suppose.
You know, for me, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back would be the record that I think people should listen to first and foremost.
It's in our selection on radio, and you a large part of our selection.
Thank you. Thank you for y'all's support. We appreciate you guys. We love France. Thank you guys for supporting us for over 30 years now, about 1992, 31 years of supporting Arrested Development.
And
thank
you're still alive.
Still alive and kicking.
Yeah. Ok, thank you very much, Speech.
Thank you.
Voilà, c'était Speech pour Radio Muge, festival de jazz.
I'm not dissing nobody, man. I'm just telling you that if we don't clean it up, we're gonna lose everything we fought to get, man. We don't clean out our own closet. Who gonna clean it for?
How come the only people on the radio that talk about how great it is to kill each other are black? Where are the white killers on the radio? Where are the white AK-47 shooters? Where are the white drug dealers? The truth is they don't exist. And the question is why? Why don't they exist? Do white people not kill people? Do white people not use AK-47s to shoot each other? Do white people not do drugs? Do they not deal drugs? Of course they do. But why is it that it doesn't make it to our mainstream radio? Or maybe when white people get up and talk about being drug dealers and AK-47 killers, maybe it's even sicker than that. Maybe when white people do it, they're accused of acting black.
Campaign, but we're slain, it's mundane. Rappers kill the public domains, and we just tweet things. Hashtag, gone too soon, on to the next thing. Death has become an art, rapping with hand grenades. Osama bin Laden sure ain't got nada or drama. Secretly ordered by the CIA. Black ops with the DEA. Black cops with these white cops on these black blocks, and they must obey. Reconnaissance on citizens, they melanated, they innocent. Let's elevate our militants and celebrate our consciousness, yeah. Hey! Alright, I like a merry-go-round, but I ain't merry, I'm down. Cause I see wholesale violence, packaged up and polished. Astonishing who's admonished, when pop of the years I promise back down. They feed our souls with lust and hoes, we won't even discuss these woes. We chose to candy coat, I vote back down. Can't have it both ways, drug dealer lavish plus aid. Classy and savage is what they had did to us when we were slaves. No way. Consciousness protects me, you can't say you won't when you don't know the recipe. Get down, yeah. Back down, baby, you can't talk about choosing gays as these people you be slaying. Back down, why ain't the mainstream afraid of you? That says it all, they play to you, you play to them. You're both involved, so all back down. Don't be no clowns, we're ancient, we're profound. Original, be proud, hey. Back down, things should not be the same until the freedom bell rings. Thugs are not revolutionaries, there's a difference, they're not the same. Never. You quote Malcolm X the king, but you're still not an excellent king. So you execute excellent things in your new life. To your old life, back down. I'm problem solving, I'm evolving, that old self ain't coming around. But nowadays, I'm coming around to spend time with my child, pal. Here's my check, I'm out. I regret being foul. Your respect for me will come around. Till then, I back down. You critics get a smackdown. Who are you to tell me speech, what's not or is a hot track? Now back down. When I was younger and there was elders around, I would've sat down. Now you pasty cats got a playlist thinking you running rap now? Back down. We did shows with Tribe and Wu-Tang, P.E. and Fugees and Gangstar. We go live and we sing. And we say, hey, 30 years or more, worldwide tours. You ain't thought of that before. Back down. I thought of that before. I thought of that before, but you don't honor it no more. Back down. Respect for the past is something you deeply lack now. I ain't bitter either. I've had mad success. This ain't lashing out. I'm giving wisdom because the system will stop giving rations out. Or you will be poor like you were before, taking that faster route. Disaster route. Who's the masters now? We're the masters now. Out of the crown or back down.
The truth is, in America, black murder is normal. And racism is like the millstone that churns along in the background. It just goes generation in and generation out, keeps turning out the same generational outcomes. Racism is like the nicotine stains left on the walls after the smoking tenants move out. They take the couch, they take the clock, they take the picture, but the evidence that they've been there still remains.
At the end of these records we listen to, we don't get nothing out of them no more, man. We don't get no social commentary. We ain't getting no kind of knowledge out these records. Everybody just talking about how many chains they got on and how much dope they sold.